Welcome. You're joining us for a focused look into something quite interesting today, tuning fork therapy.
Yeah, we've been looking at some info from Universal Gifts in Hudson.
Exactly. And our aim really is to just pull out the core ideas behind it.
Understand what it's about and maybe why it's popping up for people exploring, different wellness paths.
Let's jump straight in then. The big idea seems to be vibrational resonance.
That's fundamental. The material we looked at talks about everything having its own vibration, its own frequency.
Right.
And when things go wrong, health-wise, it's framed as a kind of disharmony, a disruption of that natural vibration.
Okay, so that's where the tuning forks fit in. They make these very precise sounds, specific frequencies.
Precisely. And the theory is by introducing these frequencies, maybe the body can sort of tune back in.
Through something called sympathetic vibration, is that like one fork making another vibrate?
Exactly like that. The hope is to encourage the body back towards its own natural balanced rhythms, harmony.
And one of the main ways this seems to manifest is relaxation, stress reduction.
Yes, that's a key benefit highlighted. The sound itself, and sometimes the gentle vibration felt on the body, it can help nudge the nervous system towards that calm state, the parasympathetic one.
The rest and digest mode.
That's the one.
And we all know stress affects so much, so anything that helps with that, well, it could have knock-on benefits.
Absolutely. Things like blood pressure, maybe sleep quality, even muscle tension could potentially improve if you reduce that chronic stress.
The source also mentioned using them for pain management, didn't it?
It did. Specifically, weighted tuning forks.
Weighted. How are they used?
They're placed directly on the body. Think joints, sore muscles, sometimes even points used in acupuncture.
Okay. And the idea there.
The claim is the vibrations might interrupt pain signals locally and maybe increase blood flow to the area, help relax those tight tissues right where the pain is.
So it's about balancing things out on different levels, like the nervous system too.
Yes, the idea extends there. Balancing the autonomic nervous system, as mentioned.
Which could help with feelings of anxiety, perhaps, promoting calm.
That seems to be the proposition, yeah. Helping to harmonize the system overall.
Now, there was also mention of something a bit subtler, energy fields.
Right. This involves the unweighted forks. These have a clearer tone, less vibration felt physically,
Okay.
and they're often used in the space around the body, not directly on it.
Linked to concepts like chakras or biofield.
Sometimes, yes. The goal there is more about clearing energetic blockages or balancing that subtle energy field, as some traditions describe it.
And separate from that, was there something about stimulating cells?
There was a theory that the vibrations might directly stimulate cells.
Might.
Well, potentially improving their function, maybe boosting circulation at a very local level. But it's important to add
Yes.
the specific scientific evidence for tuning forks doing this cellular stimulation is, still limited. It's more of a proposed mechanism for now.
So let's clarify the two main types again. Weighted.
Deeper vibration, felt physically, good for those direct applications on bone, joints, trigger points.
And unweighted.
Clearer sound, heard more by the ear. Used near the ear sometimes, or that energy field we talked about.
Got it. And it's positioned as complementary therapy, right? Not a replacement for standard medical care.
Exactly. Universal Gifts is clear on that. It's something that can be used alongside to potentially support other treatments.
Okay, so summing up, the key idea seemed to be inducing relaxation, managing stress effects, and this core concept of restoring balance through vibrational resonance.
That captures it well. Using sound and vibration to encourage the body's own tendency towards harmony.
Which does leave you with a thought, doesn't it?
What's that?
Well, just thinking. In our world, which often feels full of, well, discordant noise and constant stress, could thinking about vibrational harmony, even just as a concept, offer a useful way to approach our own well-being, something to ponder?